Episode 3072, Love is Like the Wind.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for the weekend because it is here. And as relationship builders, I want you to focus on your marriage. The love of your life deserves your attention. In fact, it's going to get a little bit windy. Love is like the wind. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Love is like the wind. You can't see it, but you can feel it. However, marriage can't be built on love alone. You must have a strong foundation that solidifies the love for each other. You see, love is an intangible feeling that is often described as a force that moves us toward one another. It's the beginning of building a foundation in marriage, a strong foundation. But like the wind, it's invisible and often difficult to describe. Despite this, we know that love isn't enough to sustain a marriage. Building a lasting and fulfilling marriage is about more than just feeling love. It's about creating a strong foundation and building a relationship worth having. I know you can probably remember back to dating and you're like, oh yeah, do I remember my man? Oh, he was so good looking. And now, oh, he's so, well, good looking. Now you sound like you want to convince yourself that he was that, right? Back then and you're in the now. And yes, I get it. We all go through that. We all have our stages. We are like, do I really? Well, and we question. And then we say, but I do. And then you give in again. You're like, okay, I'm all in. But it's like, it just doesn't happen. That magnetic force isn't always there, right? It is that attraction initially, but there has to be more. So you got to build it every day. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Build it every day, action by action, thought by thought, word by word. Build it every day. It's not just going to happen. Just because you have this beautiful love story at the beginning doesn't mean it's going to end that way. Anybody that has been married over 2 years, and notice I said 2 years, and really I could take it down to 6 months nowadays because everybody's so happy. And they're either so happy because they're not getting their way or they're, I'm getting out of here, so I'm divorce happy. And it's so easy. If you can come to an agreement, you can get divorced for not even a whole lot of money, which is kind of scary and sad all at the same time. But if you're one who says, I want that incredible marriage, it's going to take work. And I've said this over and over again. It's not any new news. I know sometimes we feel like, really, Christiane, we're talking about this again. Yeah, we are, because we still don't have it right. We still need to be reminded. And we need to be reminded actually every single day, because you got to build it one block at a time. I look at our foundation. It's interesting because I literally can look at it every day. We have stained concrete floors that have been etched and colored and all of this. They're gorgeous. They are beautiful. They're very unique, a one of a kind. You know, it's custom built for this house. But technically, someone would say that's the foundation. And so if there's a crack, I can see the crack, like literally I can see the crack. There's nothing above it that covers it. And so what happens when we don't have a strong foundation and we just layer stuff on top of it? Eventually what happens and what shifts below actually is what is brought to the surface. And then you got a bigger problem. Well, you see, when I look at my foundation here in my home, I can see exactly what's happening. And I can help stop and prevent things from happening before it gets worse. You got to build it every day. You've got to be proactive. You've got to be able to see it. So it's action by action, thought by thought, word by word. So what does that look like in our everyday? Because I know we're busy. We got kids. I got the grandbaby. Yes, we've been spending all week with the grandbaby. It's been wonderful, fabulous. But let me tell you, it wears you out. And that's why I know God made us young to have children. That's when we're supposed to have them, not when we're old, because we need the energy. And also our bodies are changing, and that's for another episode, but you get where I'm going, right? So when you are living the life of your dreams, and maybe that's only one moment, and then the next thing, it's a train wreck. And then the next moment, it's like, oh, wow, this is just awesome. And the next thing, you're like, well, it's all right. We're just kind of going through the motion. It's no big deal. And then it's like, oh, this is the best thing ever. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, I cannot handle this. I'm about ready to give up, throw in the towel. There's too many storms. There's too many things happening, right? That's called the roller coaster of life. Our life itself, our lifestyle is like that. When you look at our marriages, oh, my goodness, it's even a crazier one. It reminds me of The Incredible Hulk. I think that's the one at Universal Studios. I only know this because we recently went together as a whole family. And believe it or not, my boys were like, Mom, you got to go. Mom, you got to go. And so my two youngest boys, they're like, all right, we're going to watch. Yes, I was using the grandson. This was my escape. I've got to take care of him. He needs his grandma. I got to stay close. You guys go and enjoy and have fun. Now, I'm a little adventurous, and I don't mind going on roller coasters. In fact, I love them, but you will also hear me because I love them so much. And I'll tell you more about that here in a minute. So they're like, oh, come on, you got this. And they'll take care of him. So I went with my two youngest. And so my other two boys, my son-in-law, and then another one that most likely might be, did I say that out loud? Okay, no pressure if you're listening. I never know if they're listening. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But he is a joy too. So he's kind of like a to-be son-in-law. Anyway, so they're both there and they're taken care of. And you know, my hubby is there with them. And so I go with my youngest too. And I am up there in the Incredible Hulk, and it goes all around. You go upside down and you're strapped over. These bars come down over the top of you and you're like suffocating. It's like, okay, I can't breathe because it's so tight. I'm like, all right, there's no way I could scream. So I get off of the ride and my son-in-law says, I don't know how you do it, but like you started and you didn't stop, meaning my scream. He goes, and it was just steady Eddie the whole way. You would hear other people that would go, wow, yeah. You know, they would have their different screams, but you could just tell, there goes Mom. There she goes. She's just making these noises. And they could just hear me coming and going all at the same time. Well, you see, that's kind of like it is in marriage, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. You get on that road and that ride and you're like, I'm just holding on. And you don't think you can do it, but man, you got enough oxygen and you just keep going and you just keep going and you keep going. And somehow you make it all the way to the very end till death do us part. But you got to build it every day. One block at a time, one brick, one word, one action, one thought. So how can we honestly get off that roller coaster? Because, whew, I don't know. Don't take young ones on there unless they're old enough to be okay and be screamers. It was fun. I do enjoy it. But you got to watch it because it can kind of really mess with your neck. You just kind of go up and down and around. Just go Google it. You'll see and watch it. And you'll be like, oh, that's what she's talking about. Yeah. So what is it in real life? Number one, communication. Communication is essential for any relationship to thrive. But it's particularly important for a marriage. When communication is open and honest, both people feel heard and understood. And this promotes what? A deeper connection. Va-va-voom. It's like sparks fly. It's not just about that magnetic feeling of like, oh, you're mine. It's not that. It's there's something more. And so when you talk, when you interact, it's like, wow, it's electrifying. That's communication. However, it's important to keep in mind that communication is a two-way street. Both must be willing to listen and communicate with each other respectfully and empathetically, right? You have got to listen so you can be heard. Yeah, did you hear that? Because if you don't practice your listening, then your spouse isn't going to want to listen to you, so therefore you're not going to feel heard. Two-way street. And then you've got to be, you know, respectful of each other? Are you communicating? Or are you one who just gets on the roller coaster of life and just yells nonstop? You don't want to do that, but it is fun. It's a good stress reliever, let me tell you. Number two, trust. In a strong marriage, both spouses must trust each other completely, 120,000%. And this trust, it's built over time. It's earned. It takes effort and hard work to build that trust, but it's essential in any long-term relationship. Trust is built by being honest, keeping your promises, and being reliable. Don't say one thing and do something else. It's all in the follow-through. When trust is present in a marriage, it creates a sense of security that allows both spouses to feel safe and supported, which in turn equates to, quote unquote, feeling loved. That magnetic force again. It's like, oh, I love that. It's that calming of like, can we just snuggle? Can we just hold each other? You feel so safe. But if you don't trust that person, do you think you feel safe with that person? No, you don't. In fact, you're going to find yourself that you're pushing your spouse away. And if you are doing that, that's a red flag, by the way. But we'll leave that for another episode. Number three, respect. Respect means treating your spouse in a way that shows you value them as an individual. In a respectful relationship, both of you should feel valued. You both should feel appreciated, and you both should feel loved. Now, the way you feel that, that's where you have to go back to communication and you have to express that to each other because you have different love languages. And we could be here for a long time talking about that. Go look up Gary Chapman's book, Five Love Languages. It's a great one. It has sold millions upon millions. But there's even more than that, than just that book. Okay, seriously. It's called Real Life. How do you put it really into action? So you have got to have this sense of, I love you. Because respect is demonstrated by listening to your sweetheart's opinions and feelings, even if you don't agree with them. That means not criticizing or belittling your spouse. And not using hurtful language or actions that diminish your spouse's sense of self-worth. It's easy for us to be like, oh, well, you know, you could have done this way, or you could have done it better. Don't do that. Now, it's one thing if you're using it as a teaching moment and you're kind and compassionate. But if you're sitting there and you're kind of coming across like you know it all, well, you're hurting your spouse more than you know. Because words cut just like a sword does in the heart. It can sever it as quick as anything else. So respect, communicate, trust. And number four, dedication. It's easy to fall into a routine and take each other for granted, but it's important to remember that a marriage needs regular attention to thrive. You've got to be dedicated. This means that you've got to put forth the effort into a relationship, doing things together, and ensuring that you're both building a life you love. It takes two to tango. It means dedicating time to communicate and to show appreciation for each other. Building a marriage worth having requires more than just, well, feeling loved. That magnetic force is great at first, right? It draws you in. But love requires much presence. It takes communication, trust, respect, and dedication, amongst a million other things, to make a strong and fulfilling partnership where me becomes we. Like the wind, love is intangible, but it can be felt deeply and strongly. By focusing on building a strong foundation and working on the key areas of a successful marriage, you can create a deep, strong, and lasting bond that can withstand the winds of change. So really the question comes down to, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to stand up for love? Because if so, well, get on your working clothes because you got to go to work. Nobody ever wants to be told this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because you know me, I just shoot it straight to you. Marriage is a full-time job. So if you're working outside the house, you have that full-time job. If you're a parent, you have that full-time job, right? You can't just compartmentalize and say, well, you know what? When I go to work, well, I don't have any children. Doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. When you go to work, you still have the children. When you come home, you still have work. Hopefully, though, you can balance it to where work stays at work and doesn't come home with you. Some circumstances, I understand it can't happen. I know my husband is in a profession that does just that. He brings it home. He's on call. So our time isn't just our time. From day one, since I met him, I have always had to share him. And some people would say that's not fair. I agree, it's not. But I knew it going into this relationship. So my expectation of my husband is going to be different than your expectation of your spouse. So what does it look like for you? Are you willing to put the work in? Are you willing to say, yeah, I'm willing to take on the full-time job for my marriage, the full-time job at work, the full-time job being a parent, the full-time job of taking care of a house? That's four things. You got four full-time jobs. Are you exhausted yet? I can add more. I don't want to, but I can. If you volunteer and you do things like that, little things around the community and your church and all of that, that can add up to not being necessarily a full-time job, but a part-time job. Now you're up to 4.5 jobs and you wonder why you come home and you're exhausted. But the greatest of all of those, of any job that you do, is your relationship with your spouse. Because if that is not strong, everything else will unravel. Your kids will be a mess. You'll be a mess. Your job will be a disaster zone. Your home, well, I don't know. It'll be looking like a tornado or a hurricane came through every day. It won't be fun. You will be miserable. I love you to say that. Because a lot of us, oh, well, you know, we're just kind of playing this game. Let's just kind of play house and make sure it's all pretty. And oh, if you just do this, it's going to be better. No, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you, you're going to get up and you're going to feel like you don't want to do it, but you're going to do it anyway. And you're going to keep doing it and you're going to keep doing it. And then when you don't want to do it, you do it even more. And then eventually it just begins to click. And it's not like it's easy, but now all of a sudden you're integrated and it's just smooth. And you're like, I never thought we would get to this point. And then you're like, wow, like our love is literally on fire. Everything we touch is beautiful. It's magical. That's because you put in the work. My husband and I right now could not be in the position we were in if we hadn't done the work over the last decade. Because the previous time together, well, you know, that decade, almost two decades, decade and a half, it wasn't so great. I mean, it was great, but it wasn't great. There were things that happened. Hence, he came to me and said, I've fallen out of love. And so at the moment where that struck down and the storm hit, things had to change. So what defines our marriage is that storm. What was before and what was after. And so what we do now together as a couple with our family, yeah, it's pretty magical. We're on fire. God has blessed us. Now, are we kind of like easy going, easy peasy street? You know, we don't really have to work at it. No. Every morning I get up and I have to say, I have to love that man. I have to love him with my actions. I have to love him with my thoughts. I have to love him with my words. I have to love him with my text. I have to keep my murmurs to myself. I have to let a lot of things go. I have to be okay with him being imperfect and me too. I have to love him unconditionally. It's one block, one brick. I want to keep the foundation intact and I can see mine. Can you see yours? So my prayer for you today, may the Lord bless the pillars in your marriage so you can rise above the storms that shake the foundation. Love to the ends of the earth. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.